Engaging, timeless, and thought-provoking. The Quran itself refers to Surah Yusuf as the best of stories. Lessons for the young and old, warnings for the oppressor and tyrant, and hope for the broken and abandoned. The tafsir of Surah Yusuf with Maulana Sulaiman Rawat, only on Sabah Muslim.
Yesterday we discussed verses 11 and 12. The brothers now went to Yaqub alayhi salam, qalu ya abana, they said, O father, ma laka la ta'manna ala Yusuf, why is it that you do not trust us with Yusuf? This shows that they had repeatedly asked him in the past to send Yusuf alayhi salam with them. Wa inna lahu lanasihun, and then they're reassuring him, we are certainly his well-wishers. Arsilhu ma'ana, send him with us, ghadan, tomorrow, yarta, so that he may eat, wa yalab, so that he may play, wa inna lahu lahafidun, and we will take good care of him. So they were saying, Dad, look, he's a handsome boy with a lot of potential and a lot of talent. Do not stunt his talent by keeping him in the house all the time with you. Let him come out with us, let him explore, let him see, let him learn, let him graze the goats with us in the field, let him exercise his body by playing and jumping around. Let him run races and play, do archery with us. You know, these things generally are healthy for a child's growth and development. So they made a very impressive request to Yaqub alayhi salam. And as I mentioned yesterday, not only did they make a request to Yaqub alayhi salam, they went privately to Yusuf alayhi salam and coaxed him, tempted him. You know, it's so exciting. There's so much you can do with us if you join us. And together with that, then they made Yusuf alayhi salam put pressure on his father to allow him to go with them. Now Yaqub alayhi salam responds, and that's the discussion we take up today. قَالَ إِنِّي لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذْهَبُوا بِهِ وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئِبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ. He gave two reasons for his reservation. He said, it grieves me that you should take him away. Yusuf, I'm attached to him. You know, separating Yusuf from me is going to cause me anxiety. It's going to cause me grief. وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ الذِّئِبُ, and I fear that a wolf may devour him. وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ, whilst you are unmindful. So I'm not saying that you won't take care of him. You'll try your best, but sometimes you get caught up in what you are doing. And as a result of getting caught up in what you are doing, a wolf can devour him. Shah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that there were many wolves in the surrounding forests, and it was a common occurrence in those days that wolves would attack, especially younger kids, a wolf or any animal of prey. So these brothers had already planned beforehand that they were going to take him, and then they were going to get rid of him, and they were going to drop him into the well, and they would come back and say that he was devoured by a wolf. And now, just look at the system of Allah. This was their plan. They had it in their hands. Yaqub alayhi salam puts exactly this reason in front of them. And he says that I have this very fear. You know, this. Now, this was already in their heart. And he says that I fear a wolf may devour him. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So the brothers responded. Qalu, they replied, لَإِنْ أَكَلَهُ الذِّئْبُ وَنَحْنُ عُسْبَةٌ إِنَّا إِذًا لَخَاسِرُونَ. If a wolf devours him while we are a strong group, we should surely have lost everything. They're saying, wild animals do sometimes prey on small children, but we are a big group of 10 or 11. We will protect him. It's very unlikely. If this happens, I mean, it will be a big indictment against us that our own brother was devoured by a wolf, whilst we are 10, 11 strong people there that could have prevented it. So they put the father at ease to an extent, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, yeah, the lesson that shines through is trickery, scheming, plotting, planning. You know, that ought to have been a wake-up call. The very excuse that they were going to give Yaqub alayhi salam that, you know, a wolf had devoured him, he already brings it into the picture. Perhaps Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had inspired him to say that. He probably didn't know what they were going to do, otherwise he would have stopped them, but Allah then inspired him to make the statement. It should have shocked them there. Hey, he's already talking about, a wolf devouring, and that was going to be our excuse. But now they were set on doing what they wanted to do. And therefore they said that, no, don't worry, Dad. We're a big group of strong, courageous young men. No wild animal is going to get anywhere near Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. So Yaqub alayhi salam then gives in and allows them to go. And tomorrow we'll take up the discussion further, inshallah.